2 Timothy and 15 verse. And notice what it says. And you've heard this all your life, I know. It says, study to show thyself approved. It's things from God for us. He's got to approve everything that we do. He said, approve unto God, not unto man, but unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of what? The truth. This is the only true word in the whole world, is the King James Version and the Bible here been, for many, many years. How I've been going to church all my life. It's the only one that I know about. It said, but in 16 verse, don't say, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. I thank God for the word of God, and I want you to really listen to me today. As I go on, I just love the Lord. Next, I'm going to read in Matthew 16 and 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to try my best to talk about the church. But, you know, I love the church. I love liberty. But, you know, I belong to the real church that's built up on a rock. I better stand. Amen. I won't be in something but hold out and stand until the end. This church can be burned up. This church can just fade away. But thank God for this church that's been built up on a rock. The rock. The thing about the rock. Amen. I want to go on. I won't try to hurry because I ain't up too much time. In 10th chapter, first place I read in 10th chapter, 1 Corinthians, and I want you to really pay attention to this. He said, moreover, brethren, I will not be, ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Now, listen, we are either in the church or we are out of church. We can't be between postings. We got to be in the church. I'm glad this morning, but I can report to you, but I'm saved and I'm a Baptist and I believe in God. I believe in eternal security. I believe we can endure to the end because I'm on the rock. Amen. Thank God this morning. He said, here and we're all, the notion that right at the Bible word is truth. He said, we're all baptized unto Moses, in the cloud, in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. What about that? Think this moment what he's talking about. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank that spiritual rock, that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. I'm glad I belong to church that's on the rock, not in the wilderness. I'm glad, thank God, I'm not in the church of wilderness today. I'm glad I'm saved, sealed, and ready to go, and ready to shout the victory. I'm glad I know what the rock is. I thank God. He said, now be for, see, God's got to approve your life. He got to let you know that you're right. If you're not right, you'll know it. He said, now be faithful of example to be intent. To be intent. Yes, sir. So what's every intent? We should not lust after evil things. As they also lusted. There's a reason for you going to hell. There's a reason. It's not God's fault. We got to be saved by the grace of God in this church. I've been long in this church. He said, I am a door. Any man that enter in, he shall be saved. That's any man. I know that doctrine going around saying you're born to go to hell or heaven. That's a whole lot. Any man that enter in the door of Christ, he shall be saved. Hallelujah for Christ. I love Jesus Christ. It's a nitty be a doctrine as would some of them. As it is written, where people sat down to eat and drink and rose to play. Well, that's going on today. They go in and they drink, they rise up and pray. I thank God when I go to church, I go there for good reason, because I got a dose of gospel pill. I thank God, and that gospel pill went all the way down to my feet. Thank God I can walk straight. I make mistakes. I'm full of mistakes, but I'm full of God too. Woo! Amen. I've been in this way too long for people to change my mind. There's some people I love to change their mind. But you can't do it. Notice this now. It's been on my heart for, I know, 7-8 weeks. It's a neither. A lot of us commit fornication as some of them committed and fail. Notice this now. Great Paul had failed in one day. In one day, 3,000 and 25,000. I'm glad I don't belong to this 3,000 and 25,000. I'm glad I belong to God, the church. I'm glad, thank God, Jerry, I'm saved. I know, I woke myself up one morning. I said, I know I'm saved. I'm saved. Thank God for Brother Dennis. Aren't you glad you're saved? Amen. Thank God. We got the victory this morning. I know I'm called old timer. That's okay. Just go ahead and call me old timer. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm filled up with God. I thank God that I know which way I'm going. I'm glad, thank God, I'm going home someday. Woo! No wonder Paul said I kept myself happy to stand before the king and go, hey, we got a lot to talk about. Amen. He said here, neither let us tempt Christ. You just think about what I'm reading today. Don't even, if you don't want to pay attention to what I say, just pay attention to what I'm reading. He said, and then let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and would destroy our servants. Neither mama, as some of them also mama, and would destroy, office destroy. Now all these things happen to them, for example, that they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of a world to come. And that's what the story is about today. It's the end of time. And it's coming. And we need to be worrying about it, thinking about it, praying about it, because we have loved ones so confused. We have loved ones that's lost. And we need to get right with God and stay right. Amen. Now notice this 12th verse. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand, take heed, lest he fall. Think about those 3,000 and 20,000. Why did they fall? Because they was not in the church. They might belong to a congregation, they might belong to a building, but they didn't belong to a church. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. I'm glad this morning that I'm in that church. He said, here, I'll tell you what. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. Back in Carrollton, Georgia, I taught young man a couple of classes for years, from my heart. And there were a couple in there, man and his wife. But man, he believed God, believed Christ. Well, his wife, somehow or another, she picked up. It's been years ago now, isn't it? Just happened several years ago. And she told us, she said, I was born to go to hell. I shut my class. I've been teaching all that time about heaven, about how you can be saved. And here, as far as I know, that's been many, many years ago. She's still lost. She don't know God. Well, if that don't shake you, I'm going to stand up teaching people about God and about the church and about how you can be saved, and then that hit you in the face. They went on separated. She married, I don't know, about two or three times. But part I know, she's still lost and undone without God. And I still got a heart for her. And I believe in God. And you don't notice this. Let's just stand. You know, we might think we got it made. We might think we all right. But are you in the church? Do you belong to the church of wilderness? Are you going out there and drinking and getting up and play like some kids? I'm glad today that I got a gospel peeled down in my heart. I just want to serve God. It's only 50, about 53 years of it, that's all. Anything lasts 53 years, I'm persuaded it's going to last forever. Woo! Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that your name is in that church? In this church. He said, I'm a vine, a true vine. He said, come unto him, but heavy laden, I will give you rest. I thank God that I'm a his sheep today. Notice this. Now, number two place I want to go to is down 60 verse. Now, notice this. Because I studied this many, many times, many years. Because of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not communion of the body of Christ? We're talking about Christ now. We want to focus in on Christ. Not yourself. Not traditions. Not tradition. Focus on Christ. He said, for we've been many of one bread and one body, for we are partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh. Now here's where the trouble come in at. We lust after this old flesh. We try to please this old flesh. And we get in trouble. Behold, Israel after the flesh are not they which eat but sacrifice partakers of an altar. What shall I be in that the idol is any pain of that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is any pain? When I say that the thing which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. That's plain. That's what the whole world done today. White House. They sacrifice to the devil. They're going after the wrong spirit and wrong God. Paul told me about one time, say, how you worship an unknown God. And that's what they're doing today. They worship an unknown God. They don't know what the God's talking about. They don't know what the God's doing for them. That God ain't doing nothing for them. Amen. I would not that he should have fellowship with devils. How many times you heard this man preach over here? How if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. If you play with dogs, you're going to get fleas. I'm just a plain old-time preacher myself. I tell you like this. Then notice this. He cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Wouldn't that be something to have two glasses of water, trying to drink two glasses of water at the same time? Boy, it's going to run somewhere. It's going to run off somewhere in it. I'm just having a good time. I took all this out to Brother Ken. Hey, I love you. I appreciate you. I want to go back there again. He cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. Back yonder the other morning when we were having communion, I was sitting back out holding that little cup of juice, whatever it was, and I was holding it. I looked down at that. I could just see Christ. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that covered my sins. And I'm in touch with God. I'm in trouble with the devil. That's all right. That's fine. But I don't want to get in trouble with God. See, he cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of a table of the devil. Hey, one person you cannot fool. That's God. If you say you're a Christian, if you say you're saved, you better be. Because temptation coming your way. I know what temptation are. If any preacher know what temptation are, I do. I thank God this morning for Jesus. The next place I want to go to right quick. I've got a few minutes left. It'd be found in 2 Peter. Talking about the 4th verse. You heard Brother Ken preach this and read this a lot of times. He says, For if God spare not the angels that sin. See, God hates sin. He hates when we sin. As I already said, I thank God I belong to the rock church. You know, every person is not king of the rock. Jesus Christ is the king of the rock. He is the king. He came for all kings. He's king of the kings. He's it. For if God sprang up, he's angry about sin, but cast them down to where? Hell. God don't want to send nobody to hell. But you got to have his approval to go to heaven. Study the word. Right approved unto God. He said, here, but cast them down to hell and deliver them unto chains of darkness. Here, think about where we're going if we lost today. Going to a place that's dark. Going down there where you don't have no water to drink. But cast them into chains of darkness. Well, I tell you, I've been in dark places. To be reserved unto judgment. That's coming. We're at the end of time, folks. We better check up. No wonder the Bible says when taking communion, to examine yourself. Check up. Amen. You say, I'm all right, or are you all right? I'm not trying to be no smart at it this morning. I want you to make sure that you're all right. You know why? Because I love you. And one day I want to shout in glory in heaven with you. Not with people out in the wilderness. I want to shout and praise God in heaven. Glory to God. Bless His name. Amen. For Jesus. I tell you, Christ is what it's all about. Hey, man, we got our minds so filled up on retirement. What are we going to do with our money? Don't worry about that. It'll take care of itself. Amen. God in heaven is waiting on you. You say, I heard a lot of people say, I'm waiting up on God. God's ready. You don't have to wait up on Him. He's ready. I want to read that again. For if God spare not the angel that sin, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world all be ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should live ungodly, and deliver just like vets with a filthy conversation of the wicked. For righteous men dwell among them in seeing and hearing vets his righteous soul from day to day, with their unlawful deeds. How now, the Lord know how. I like that. I like to stop on that. The Lord knows how. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. I want to read one more place, but I try to come to a halt. I don't like to be a hog when I get up behind the stand. It's here, back in Matthew, I believe it's 7 and 21. Now notice here, I'm going to read this, but I'm going to try to say it. But notice this, what it said now. Jesus said this, "Not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in the name of have cast out devils, and in the same name done many wonderful works?" And here's what he said. He said, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Since I've been in this life and serving God, there are a lot of things I don't understand. I had one thing happen in my life. I got about 5 minutes. In my life, there in Carrollton, Georgia, the church I belong to, we had a young man, a pastor, there. Well, somehow or another, he rose up and prayed. He got away from the church. He got out away from God. I mean, he got way out in the water. I mean, he just got so far out. He tried his best to get back in. He went back to the radio station and tried to preach one more time on the radio. He couldn't get back. I'm just telling you all this. It's dangerous. Get away from God. It's not safe. You want to be safe? Stay with God. Don't decide. Don't make up your mind to do this or do that. Stay with God. This is probably my last time that I ever stand and talk to you. If you need to remember what I'm saying, stay with God. But this young man, he just went back and just kept getting worse and worse. He ended up saying, he hung himself. My pastor, wouldn't be something if I find boy Ken hanging somewhere. What would have my heart would feel? I tell you, we're talking about dangerous days, dangerous times. It's not safe to get away from God. And don't ever get tired of serving God. Don't get so down and out, so disgusted, get so mad at your wife or your husband. I'm just going to quit going to church. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Just stay with God, and God will help you. God will know how to live with you. I hope you got something out of this. I enjoyed it. Thank God. Thank you, Brother Randy, for giving me a chance. Thank you, Brother Ken. You go out here, Brother Ken.